Welcome to the Michael Taylor Show, folks. I don't know what you're doing today, but I'm ready to have some fun. JT, what's up?
It's a beautiful day on the Michael Taylor Show.
And folks, we've got great news in radio land. Bobby Lane has made it to the second round of the Stellars, and we're going to celebrate today, JT. Let's celebrate. It is a miracle, folks. You're listening to the Michael Taylor Show. Let's have some fun.
If you know God has not forgotten about you, and he's still about to do it.
He's a God of love, fill you with peace and hope.
Yeah.
To live to see it all, you gotta see it all. Go on and live to see another day.
Live.
You gotta live to see it.
Have to see it. Say
live.
In spite of a negative doctor's report.
Live.
You're listening to the Up Close with Michael Taylor Show.
Go!
Tola Na Martial Arts Academy will be hosting classes Monday and Wednesday from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. and Saturday noon to 1 p.m. at the Martin Luther King Park at 1647 Cottage Grove in Ford Heights, Illinois. Sponsored by the Harvey Park District, noted martial arts instructor Raymond Cooper will teach children martial arts, self-control, confidence, and self-esteem. For registration information, call 708-551-6384. That's 708-551-6384. Tola Na Martial Arts Academy.
Healed Within, where the healing begins. Counseling and therapy for individuals, couples, and families. Tammy Walker, LCSW, is there to help. She treats a number of mental health disorders and provides neutral ground to individuals, families, and couples. For more information, call 708-818-8825. That's 708-818-8825. Heal Within, where the healing begins. Individual therapy, telehealth, marriage, and couples by Tammy Walker, LCSW.
It's time for the Up Close with Michael Taylor Show radio opera featuring Uncle Brother and Morris. Let's see what they're up to today.
Brother.
Huh?
Brother.
Huh?
Brother, you hear me talking to you.
Huh? Whoever, come on back here.
Oh, boy. Every time I come in here, I got to fight my way in here. You got so much stuff piled up in here. Brother, I see you. What you getting ready to do? You getting ready to go out fishing, huh? That's where you're going?
No, I done already done the dishes. I'm finna go fishing.
Well, brother, wait a minute now. You got your poles and your tackle box up here. What's going on here?
No, I ain't got no sack of rocks. I did the laundry, too.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Brother, is you taking your car when you go fishing down there? You going to take your car? You going to take your truck? What you
going
to do?
I'm going directly fishing. I'm not going to the bar.
Oh, Lord, brother. Brother, something wrong in here. Brother, something is wrong in here. Mm. And you don't even know what it is, do you?
No.
Brother, by your head, we need the Lord to come in this place. By your head.
But Bob ain't dead. I just seen Bob a couple of days ago. Bob called me this morning. Bob is not dead. And I don't know why you come down here telling these tales like that, talking about Bob is dead. Bob is my best friend other than you.
Brother, bow your head, bow your head.
I'm told he ain't dead.
Bow your head, Lord Jesus. I never thought it'd come a time I'd be standing up here talking to myself. And my brother's sitting right there looking at me. Every time I say left, he say right. I say up, he say down. Lord, come into this place. Restore us. Here, matter of fact, bring your head over here, brother. Bring your head. Bring your head over here.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Bring your head right here. Lord Jesus, restore his ear so we can hear again. Can you hear me, brother, over here on the left? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
I hear something. Yeah.
You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Lord Jesus, touch him in a way where he can get his ear. He can get his hearing back, Lord. He can be able to hear again. I wouldn't want to be in the world and my brother can't hear me. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I'm praying for all the people. Touch him, Lord, so they can hear again.
Ooh, boy. You got a nice voice. I hear crystal clear now. That's good.
See, everybody be done. They don't know what God can do. Oh, Jesus, how did God come on in and come down in here and sit down with us and our brother can hear again? Oh, to all the people out there that's doubting Jesus, get on your knees, get on your kitchen table. God can do it. Want to do it, brother?
Yeah.
Want to do it?
Why are you talking so loud?
I don't know why I'm talking so loud. I'm sorry about that. I didn't mean to get personal with you.
Thank you.
Sorry about that. Folks, we just want to say thank you for listening in to Uncle Brother and Uncle Morris. So many calls, so many emails, JT. What do you think about that?
You know what? People enjoy it and they get that message out of it, Mike, and that's really what it's all about. But man, I tell you, it's a great break from the world we live in sometimes just to have a little laugh.
And folks, if you want to get in contact with the Michael Taylor Show, pick up the phone and dial 708-733-9854. If you have suggestions for the show or you want to come on and be a guest, 708-733-9854. And JT, we haven't talked about subscriptions for the South Suburban News, the Oiling Park Progress, the Tilling Park Progress, and the Chicago Gospel Tribune.
Yes, and if folks want to get a subscription, and there's many price points to get a subscription, you can go to www.mytaylormedia.com. That's www.mytaylormedia.com, and you will find what you are looking for.
And if you want to listen to past shows, past Michael Taylor radio shows, all you got to do is go to www.mytaylormedia and you can find every show. Listen, Tell a Neighbor. We're on every Wednesday at 9 a.m.
Hey, Bob, I need to buy a property and I need some help now.
Tony, I think I can help you out. You need to let Keller Williams Preferred Realty's professional Quantina Cummings help you turn your dreams into keys. Now, they're located at 16101 108th Avenue in Orland Park, Illinois. The number is 708-921-4375. She has over 22 years turning dreams into keys. She works tirelessly for her clients, particularly first-time homebuyers, and she educates and gives seminars to help people through the process in acquiring that property. She works closely with attorneys, her team, and lenders to turn your dreams into keys. She wants to help you get that property. Remember, Quantina Cummings, Keller Williams Preferred Realty, 708-921-4375. So, Tony, give her a call today. I know she can help you do what she does best, and that's turn your dreams into keys. Call today, 708-921-4375.
Welcome back to the Michael Taylor Show, folks. And of course, we've got some sad news, and we always like to acknowledge people as they've passed on. And JT, we always want to let people know that we care and that God is there and that God gives you comfort during this time of bereavement. Recognizing Officer Michael Watson and his family. He passed away a couple weeks ago, and he was an officer in Country Club Hills, a great gentleman. I think I had the pleasure of meeting him a couple of times, but beautiful, beautiful home going last Saturday, I do believe. Also to the elder Edward Griffin, uh-huh. And a great church man, heavily involved in music ministry and doing what only God told him to do. And Lorenth Rome, and she's from Pembroke, Illinois. Mm-hmm. Lorenth Rome, a great mother, a great person in the Pembroke area. Acknowledging these people, and we're praying for you. If you've lost someone, you know how it feels. It's a feeling that only God can touch and only God can heal. And just sending our condolences out for the Michael Taylor Show to all the families that are going through. Look to God for help, and God hears your cries. Keep listening to the Michael Taylor Show. Folks, we have the thought for the week, and this is from Evangelist Jeanette Jones, and I cannot wait to be encouraged, uplifted, and I need this so I can have a better week. Welcome to the show, Evangelist Jones.
Thank you. Good morning, Minister Taylor.
Give us our thought for the week. Give it to us. We're ready.
Okay. The thought for the week is living to please God. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 6, the scripture says, without faith, it is impossible to please Him. So all we need is faith the size of a mustard seed and believe the word of God that He will do just what He says He would do. With faith, all things are possible to them that believe. So just let us live to please God.
Oh my goodness. You know what? I received that, Evangelist Jones. And for all of our listeners out there in Radio Land, this is a feature that will be on the Michael Taylor Show every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Tell a neighbor, tell a friend that we're going to have Evangelist Jeanette Jones doing what only she could do the way she can do it every single week, every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Thank you.
Avocado Theory.
Avocado Theory, located at 17302 Oak Park Avenue in Tinley Park, Illinois. Isn't life wonderful? If you want the best of over 70 avocado-based entrees, then you want Avocado Theory. Whether it's avocado-based soups, salads, bowls, wraps, or even desserts. Yes, I said desserts. Whether it's avocado ice cream or avocado cheesecake, it is just amazing. And if that's not enough, Avocado Theory has opened their new cafe in the Orland Park Health and Fitness Center, located at 15430 West Avenue in Orland Park, Illinois. There, they will offer a large array of grab-and-go items catering to the health-conscious clientele of the fitness center. And if you didn't know, it's the only one of its kind in the whole United States of America. Open every day, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. And remember, they're at 17302 Oak Park Avenue in Tinley Park, Illinois, and at the Orland Park Health and Fitness Center. And remember, it's Avocado Theory, 708-580-9400.
Avocado Theory.
Folks, this is Michael Taylor. The celebration continues. Bobby Lane is on the second ballot and on her way to hopefully winning a stellar. We're dedicating this song to her big sister, Dolly. Nothing like the God I serve.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the show, folks. JT, what's up over there?
Hey, everything's going fine over here in the booth, Mike.
Now, let me say this. Every week, our mom gives me like a packet of things to go over on the show, right?
Right.
So I like that because why not, right?
Right.
Your moms know. They know things that we don't know, JT.
They just do.
They just know stuff. So one of the things that, let me ask you a question before I set this up.
Right.
Did you make your bed this morning?
Yes, I did.
Did you really?
As a matter of fact, I did, sir.
And what about yesterday?
Yes, I did.
And the day before that?
You know what, Mike? I absolutely make my bed every day. You know why?
Why?
Because my mother made me do it when I was a child.
Now, what does that mean when you make your bed? Why do you think she had you do that?
Because I would then learn organization as well as how to do something I really don't want to do when I have to do it.
Now, do you know when you make your bed, mm-hmm. that sets the tone for the rest of the day,
mm-hmm.
you feel a sense of accomplishment because you've already accomplished something, right?
Yes.
And there's nothing better than when you get home after a long day, the bed is already made nice and neat, and you can just slide on in there.
Slide on in the bed.
And that's going to feel good. Because think about it, if you come to a messy bed,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
You're not going to want to get in the bed.
No.
Right?
Yeah, you almost got to make it up to get in it.
Right. And sometimes if you don't, then what is that saying about your character?
It's saying that you're messy and that you don't really want to do it.
And it says messy bed, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you have a messy bed, then what's that going to mean for the rest of your day, right?
A messy bed, messy head.
Messy head, that's it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So we got to be careful about that. Make sure we make our beds. Now, the other thing, JT, I've been watching you for 2 days now, right?
Okay.
And you don't know, you saw me just looking at you and watching your habits, and you told me I kind of irritated you. What am I looking at?
Yes.
I've been watching the frequency that you utilize your devices, right?
Devices.
Like your cell phone.
Oh.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
You're always on your cell phone.
Right.
And you can't seem to put your cell phone down.
Right.
So back to the packet that mom sent. And it says that when you use your phone a lot or your computer, you develop anxiety, depression, fatigue. You know, you get sluggish, right?
Mm-hmm.
Unmotivated, right?
Mm.
Short-term memory.
Yes.
Your memory, you keep asking me the same thing.
Yeah.
You ever notice that?
I've said it
16,000 billion times.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you start gaining weight. And your sleep patterns change. You've been mentioning some of these. Put down the phone.
You're right.
Put down the phone.
You're absolutely right.
And let the phone rest, right?
Yes.
It says that the average American person spends almost 4 hours on one of these devices every day.
Oh, wow.
4 hours.
And you know what? I would not really realize that.
I've been watching you, buddy.
Okay.
Folks, we're listening to the Michael Taylor Show. Of course, that is Bobby Lane in the background. I'm saved, folks. Let's listen in.
listening to the Up Close with Michael Taylor Show, and we've got some entertainment news for you.
Rap star and music mogul 50 Cent has launched his 956,000 square foot G-Unit film studio in Louisiana, the second largest black-owned production studio in the world. Now, 50 Cent officially launched the G-Unit Studios in Shreveport, Louisiana, expanding his television empire. The new studio is expected to drive economic growth and job creation in the region. Since its inception in 2005, G-Unit Film and Television Incorporated has produced various shows, notably by the Starz Network. Now, besides the studio, 50 Cent is also engaging in local real estate to support community activities post-events. He's collaborating with Tyler Perry and aims to replicate Perry's success in Atlanta in Shreveport. The first project at G-Unit Studios are set to begin soon, with non-scripted content starting in July and scripted in January. Well, let's check that one out. I'm sure it's going to be a big hit. In other news, a Dallas pastor who took over leadership of the Reverend Jesse Jackson's longtime civil rights organization resigned Tuesday of last week. The Reverend Frederick Haynes III told the Associated Press that he submitted a letter of resignation, resigning as head of the Chicago-based Rainbow Push Coalition, effective immediately. He said, "After a time of prayer consultation, I felt it was best to step down as president and CEO of Rainbow Push." Haynes, 63, said he felt it was necessary to move on in light of challenges that continue to exist, but declined to elaborate further. His resignation letter, written on Rainbow Push letterhead, also did not go into details about his decision. In a statement shortly thereafter, Jesse Jackson said that the organization accepted Haynes' resignation and that they would remain partners in the fight for peace, civil rights, and economic justice. Jackson also reported that Yusuf Jackson, his son and attorney, would continue to serve as the organization's chief operating officer. Here's one that will warm your heart. Warwick Damon Dunn, national football player playing 12 seasons in the NFL, has a wonderful giving spirit. Yes, he has provided over 170 homes for families who could not afford them. And this is a story that is not often told, so we wanted to tell it here and say thank you very much to Mr. Dunn. That was entertainment news on the Michael Taylor Show. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's much more show to come. It's the Michael Taylor Show.
Welcome back to the Michael Taylor Show, folks. I don't know about you, but I'm ready, JT, for some advice and more.
Every week, I love it. I look forward to it. Let's get into it, Mike.
Folks, we've got Linda Washington, and Linda lives in Markham, Illinois. A special hello to Mayor Rajak Power, the mayor of Markham, Illinois. Now, Linda says that she cooked some greens, black-eyed peas, and cornbread in a black skillet, right?
Okay.
And it was all laid out there. And her husband said he's not eating that anymore because he's now watching his weight and lowering his blood pressure. Okay. And she loves all that stuff.
Right.
JT, you got this one.
You know what? There's a compromise here somewhere, Mike, and I think he can still have that great food if she can figure out how to cut some of those calories, maybe use some olive oil instead of that fat back grease and stuff like that. Mike, you know what I'm talking about.
I love that one. Yeah, you can still have a great meal. And folks, this is kind of cool to me because we got to do some praying. And we're praying right now for Edwina Miles. And Edwina Miles says that she has a big day coming up. She is going to have the biggest interview of her life. And we're telling her, we're praying for you for the Michael Taylor Show. You've got that job. You've got everything. God is an abundance of everything. Get that job. You've been listening to the advice and more on the Michael Taylor Show. Keep listening. Provider, and when my enemies surround me, got me tied up. When they throw me in the pit inside the fire, you are my God and my King and my Father. Light to my path in the darkness. Hope in my heart when they heartless. Father, you reach out and call us. You're the lover of my soul. Love is flawless. They don't understand my God is keeping me high. I know they go low. Cause me, I know they solo. Cause my Jireh and my body. It's a man and he go. You are. You're my provider. Yeah, yeah, you're my provider. You are. You're my provider. You're my provider. You are. You're my provider.
your silly puns are lavishly upon you. It makes his love shine so bright upon you. I will be content, cause I know you would never fail me. Even when my knees are shaking, even when my heart is bleeding, oh, valley. When I walk in the midst of the valley, my life's in the hands of my daddy.
I'm already loved, I'm already chosen.
Yeah. So for this life, I know the goal, no. Cause me, I know I.
The laundry room. For as long as I can remember, this was the only place to get a good Wi-Fi connection. Until we got Xfinity. Now we have Wi-Fi all over the house. So, you're probably wondering why I'm still hanging out in here, when I could be happily streaming in the attic, basement, or literally any other room. Well, the truth is, it's warm in here. And I like the smell of dryer sheets.
Get out of here, weirdo.
Hey, close the door. You're letting cool air in.
That's wall-to-wall Wi-Fi with Xfinity. Now through April 21st, get started with 300 megabit internet for $35 a month for 12 months with a one-year contract and get free Wi-Fi equipment included for a year. Plus, ask how you can save 40% over T-Mobile in your first year. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY or visit a store today. Requires prepaid plan and autopay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. Actual speeds vary. Compares Xfinity Connect More Internet against T-Mobile Home Internet at $60 per month. Regular pricing applies after promo period.
Sitting here, count my blessings. Ain't no need for stressing in my life. My enemies, they might form weapons, yeah. But I know I'm protected by the blood, protected by the love of God. Grace and mercy, all his favor keeps taking me higher, just like skyscrapers. And every time I turn around, you keep blessing me, blessing me.
Every day,
yeah.
I can't take no credit.
You're listening to The Michael Taylor Show.
This is Michael Taylor, The Michael Taylor Show, and I'm sending this song out to Pastor James Carr. And of course, we had a conversation about faith and about holding on to God. And he knows what I'm talking about. To my friend, to The Michael Taylor Show, from all of us, this is to you, Pastor James Carr.
Here I am again. You told me to go right, and I went left. You told me to tell the truth, but I lied. But here I am again. Here I am again. And this is what I say. Deliver me. That's all I see to do is hurt me. Hurt me. Anybody ever had to cry?
This is Michael Taylor, 102.3 WYCA. And folks, if you're in the market for that new home and you're ready to buy, I'm always wondering, do I have the right credit score? How should I be looking for my house? What should I be looking for? We've got Kimberly Moore. She's from Premier Midwest Realty. Welcome to the show, Kim.
Hi, Michael. Thanks for having me.
Tell us, what is the magic credit score? Tell us what we should be thinking about as we make our new home purchase.
Well, if you're a first-time home buyer, the ideal credit score is, I have lenders who work with first-time home buyers with a credit score of at least 580.
580, right? I think people can do that. That's pretty reasonable, right?
Yes. A lot of people don't know that they are working and they have a good credit, you know, a good job history, and they have a good credit score, and they don't think that they can purchase a home.
And
a lot of lenders. Yeah.
A lot of lenders can work with people, right?
They sure can.
Now, you're also a broker, and tell us what makes it so great to be able to talk to a realtor and a broker all at the same time.
Well, you get both the best worlds. I can take you to look for your property. I can sell a property. I have the knowledge. I work with lenders. I work with attorneys. I do it all.
So you could just sit there at one-stop shop. All they got to do is pick up that phone and call 708-801-9840, right, Kim?
That's correct.
Now, is there any other way to reach you?
Yeah, you can reach me on my email at kbalstonmoore@outlook.com.
Now, Kim, let me say this now. Also, now, can people, if they're sick of their home or they want to buy another home, but they got to sell this home, do you do that as well?
I sure do. I have a whole team. I have a whole team that I work with who can help you to sell your home, and you can look for your new home.
All in one stop, right? 708 801-9840, Premier Midwest Realty. And of course, we're talking to Kimberly Moore. Now, I want you to talk, Kim, for a second to the people out there that are renting an apartment, renting a house, renting a unit, and they've been doing it for a long time. Talk to them about the benefits of buying their own home.
Well, the benefits of buying your own home, and you have your own equity. You know, you can borrow against your own home equity. It's just a good idea to have, you know, own your own property versus renting.
Well, folks, there you have it. Kimberly Moore, Premier Midwest Realty, 708-801-9840. Give her a call. Thanks for coming on the show, Kim.
You're welcome.
Monday, new week, same stuff. Gone work, I don't wanna wake up. Thankful that you gave me life, even though I don't always do right. Tuesday, I done had enough. Keep pushing even though it's tough. Loyal, even when I'm not. Each day I get another shot. So my mind's made up, I'ma stay prayed up. It's been a long week, I don't wanna have to wait till Sunday.
You're listening to The Michael Taylor Show.
This is JT Taylor, and you're listening to the South Suburban News, Cook, Kankakee, and Will County Report.
Thornton's gas stations held a groundbreaking in Markham, Illinois this past week with Mayor Roger Agpowa and Thornton's president, Lisa Blaylock. The 3.17-acre site will include a 5,500-square-foot building and amenities for their customers, self-checkout to drive a faster and more efficient guest experience, LED lighting for guests, and bean-to-cup coffee, to name a few. Out of Louisiana, Kentucky, Thornton's is part of the BP portfolio and has about 200 stores. Hazelcrest District 152 and a half trustees, faculty, and staff, along with school board president Dean Barnett, hosted the inaugural Community Recognition Awards at Jesse White Learning Academy in Hazelcrest last week. Denisha Cooper, executive assistant to the superintendent of schools, said the purpose of the awards was to recognize individuals who have positively impacted the school district and its roughly 900 children. On hand to get his Lifetime Achievement Award was Hazelcrest Mayor Vernard Alsbury. Alsbury serves on several municipal boards, youth boards, as well as being the 2024 chairman of the Chicago Southland Chamber of Commerce. Alsbury was elated to get the award that was presented to him by President Barnett. Another highlight of the night was the attendance of former Secretary of State Jesse White, for whom the school where the event was held is named. He received the Icon Award. In other business news, Mayor Jada Curry and the Village of Linwood celebrated the grand opening of the iconic Dunkin' Donuts franchise in Linwood. The Village of Linwood marked a significant milestone in its history for this past weekend with the grand opening of its very first Dunkin' Donuts. Mayor Jada Curry cemented her place in Linwood Dunkin' Donut history by becoming the first customer in line. So, congratulations to Linwood, Illinois.
You've been listening to the South Suburban News Cook, Kankakee, and Will County Report. These stories and many more can be found in the South Suburban News, El Sol, Vibrant, Chicago Gospel Tribune, Tinley Park Progress, Orland Park Progress, and Get Fit Magazine, as well as online at mytaylormedia.com. You've been listening to The Michael Taylor Show. And in just a few moments, after a word from two of our sponsors, we're going to be talking to Sharon Curtis of Proactive Community Services. They're going to hold a Women's Wellness Empowerment Day on Monday, April 29th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. in Phoenix, Illinois. So guess what? Sit back, relax, and enjoy, and we'll get right back at it in just a moment. The Smile Center. Your smile is our priority. At 430 Dixie Highway in Chicago Heights, Illinois. 708-686-2130. At the Smile Center, we offer exceptional dental and oral care services that will help you bring out your best smile. Our dentists are skilled professionals who can help you determine your mouth and teeth's overall health. Whether you need a filling or an extraction, our dental clinic can help you keep your pearly whites strong and pretty. The Smile Center. 708-686-2130 or visit them online at thesmilecenteronline.com. If you want to be a winner, then you need Champions 2 Barbecue, located at 17659 Torrance Avenue in Lansing, Illinois. The number, of course, is 708-418-4408. That's 708-418-4408. And I'm not talking about anything, y'all, but good tips. The half slabs, the full slabs, the mini tips, the mac and cheese, the yams, the collard greens. They've got it. If you want it and you want to be a winner with the best food in town, then you want to go to Champions 2 Barbecue. Again, it's 17659 South Torrance Avenue in Lansing. And remember, the number is 708-418-4408. Dine in, carry out, get it today. Welcome back to The Michael Taylor Show, and we are here with Miss Sharon Curtis, who's going to give us some information on Proactive Community Services and an event that they have coming. Miss Sharon Curtis, how are you doing today?
Thank you so much, Mr. Taylor. I'm so glad to be here this morning. How's everyone out there in Radio Land? I hope everyone is well today.
We are doing well, and thank you so much. We just want to hear about Proactive Community Services, as well as your Women's Wellness Empowerment Day coming up. I think our listeners will enjoy it. Kind of give us the lowdown.
Well, Proactive Community Services has been around since the early 2000s. And what they're trying to do is to increase services for the residents in this area, and that's the south suburb, because we have a lot of desert areas and a lot of services have not come to us on the south side.
Sharon, that is great. Give us a little bit more information about what services are provided by the agency.
Proactive Community Services offers job readiness, employment services, housing. We have HIV testing. We have a mobile van as well, but we do HIV testing on site. We also have a primary care department. We have a studio also where we do podcasts.
Now, you're going to have an event on Monday the 29th of April. Give me a little bit more information about that.
This coming Monday, we're going to have a Women's Wellness Empowerment Day. And on that day, we would like everyone to join us for a dynamic outreach event dedicated to celebrating Women's History Month and promoting holistic health. We're going to have free health screenings, testing and information, employment services, fitness demos, nutrition and education. We'll also do Medicare and Medicaid. Anybody who's not signed up would like to sign up for Medicare and Medicaid, we'll be doing that. We're going to have a free barbecue, free raffles. We're going to raffle up a smoothie blender, blood pressure cuffs, and more. And the first 100 participants will receive a gift card and t-shirt.
Now, we've been speaking with Sharon Curtis of the Proactive Community Services. They're going to have that Women's Wellness Empowerment Day on Monday, April 29th from 11 to 1 p.m. They're prepared to stay a little longer when people show up, and they do need to stay longer. They're willing to do it, and that's going to be at the Phoenix Multipurpose Center at 650 Phoenix Center Drive in Phoenix, Illinois. Now, she can be reached at 773-701-2419, and the office is located at 19740 Governor's Highway. Thank you, Sharon, for coming to the Michael Taylor Show.
Thank you, Mr. Taylor.
Where God has brought you from. They don't really understand it. They don't know your story.
You don't know my story.
You don't know
the things.
You don't know the things that I've come through.
You cannot imagine.
You cannot imagine.
Pain, the trial.
The pain, the trials I've had. Story. You don't know the day he
I was at my lowest
point.
You cannot imagine.
don't know.
My story.
Story. Sailor June.
You don't know my story. The anguish and the guilt that consume me. Grateful I can tell it. For no more shall the shackles condemn me. You don't know my story.
You just don't know.
For if you did, you would lift up your hands. So just let me tell you.
About God, because even though I'm not perfect,
he would never leave me.
My story
proves that God can and my deliverance. What I want to share is my testimony.
You don't know.
Somebody needs to know my story.
It would blow your mind.
Can I get a witness?
You're listening to The Michael Taylor Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.
The laundry room. For as long as I can remember, this was the only place to get a good Wi-Fi connection. Until we got Xfinity. Now we have Wi-Fi all over the house. So, you're probably wondering why I'm still hanging out in here, when I could be happily streaming in the attic, basement, or literally any other room. Well, the truth is, it's warm in here. And I like the smell of dryer sheets.
Get out of here, weirdo.
Hey, close the door! You're letting cool air in.
That's wall-to-wall Wi-Fi with Xfinity. Now through April 21st, get started with 300 megabit internet for $35 a month for 12 months with a one-year contract and get free Wi-Fi equipment included for a year. Plus, ask how you can save 40% over T-Mobile in your first year. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. Actual speeds vary. Compares Xfinity Connect More Internet against T-Mobile Home Internet at $60 per month. Regular pricing applies after promo period.
Hi there. Here's a question for you. What is your 2024 real estate goal? Is it to buy a house, refinance your home, refinance to consolidate debt? Give Edward Walkawake a call at 815-715-0433. That's 815-715-0433. And maybe he can help answer some of those questions for you. The loans they offer are FHA, conventional, cash out, VA, and debt consolidation, to name a few. Give Edward Walkawake a call at American Financial Network at 815-715-0433.
Healed Within, where the healing begins. Counseling and therapy for individuals, couples, and families. Tammy Walker, LCSW, is there to help. She treats a number of mental health disorders and provides neutral ground to individuals, families, and couples. For more information, call 708-818-8825. That's 708-818-8825. Heal Within, where the healing begins. Individual therapy, telehealth, marriage, and couples by Tammy Walker, LCSW.
This is Michael Taylor on The Michael Taylor Show, and we just want to say thank you to all of our listeners that listen to The Michael Taylor Show. Tell a neighbor, tell a friend. We're on every Wednesday at 9 a.m., and we're here, and you can listen live. You can listen live to us as the show is going on live, and we just want to send this song out to the Karen Yarbrough family. Of course, what a great mentor, what a great person. Of course, she was the Cook County Clerk. Did an impeccable job of professionalism, caring about the community. And this is when that family needs our prayers. This is when we can clasp our hands together and give a great prayer. We know that God hears our cries. God hears our prayers. And to all the people that have lost loved ones over the last past week, the last past month, it's a hurtful feeling, but God can heal us. God can make us feel good again. And to all of our listeners out there in Radio Land, keep tuning in. Catch us every Wednesday at 9 a.m. WYCA 102.3. We'll catch you next week. This is Bobby Lane, A Light in the Dark Place. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next week on The Michael Taylor Show.